little poem was sent in by Carlos. Thank you, sir. It's about maintaining your sanity in such a crazy world in which we live. Carlos lived in New York City for 40 years, and now he's retired in Costa Rica. In a world of chaos where madness reigns supreme, amidst the amazing waves, I strive to keep my dream. For sanity's sake, I weave a tapestry of peace, a sanctuary within where turmoil finds release. In the rush of bustling streets and clamor of the crowd, I seek the quiet corners where deep silence is allowed. Beneath the canopy of stars, I find my solace deep in nature's gentle whispers, where tranquility does creep. Through trials and tribulations, I navigate my way with resilience as my compass. I face the light of day. For every challenge thrown, a lesson to be learned, in adversity's embrace, my spirit is not spurned. Through storms may rage around me and thunder fills the air, I anchor to my center with steadfastness to spare. For in the tempest's fury, I find my inner calm, a beacon in the darkness, a soothing, healing balm. In the labyrinth of life where paths diverge and twist, I trust the wisdom within to guide me through the mist. With mindfulness as my ally, I walk the tightrope thin, balancing the chaos without with peace that lies within. So let the world spin madly on in its frantic dance. I'm going to hold on to my sanity with unwavering stance. For in the midst of madness, there's a beauty to behold, kaleidoscope of wonder, a story yet untold. So here's to keeping sane in this crazy world we roam, with hope as our companion, we'll find our way back home. For in the heart's quiet chambers where serenity resides, we're going to weather every storm with grace as our constant guide. Hey, thanks for listening. We really appreciate your time today. And thanks again to Carlos for sending that story in about his time in New York City, as opposed to now, the present, his time in Manuel Antonio, Costa Rica. If you have a story, a poem, an adventure to share that talks about good news, send it to us, CostaRicaGoodNews@gmail.com, and we will share it with all who care to listen.